From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea says it launched its first successful intercontinental ballistic missile, that the U.S. Pacific Command said had a flight duration of 37 minutes and traveled more than 900 kilometers before splashing into the Sea of Japan. David Wright is with the Union of Concerned Scientists.
They did what they have done in recent launches, which is they've launched on a very, very high trajectory, almost straight up. So the range is not that long, and that's so that it will come down in the Sea of Japan without flying over Japan.
He said the altitude may have exceeded 2,800 kilometers, which means a normal launch trajectory could reach Alaska. The launch occurred on America's Independence Day and just days before a G20 summit. It was denounced by Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and South Korean leader Moon Jae-in. China called for restraint. Hours earlier, China's U.N. ambassador, Liu Jieyi, warned further escalation of tensions could get out of control.
Three things are essential: denuclearization, peace and security, peace and stability, and also negotiations and dialogue to seek solutions.
In a tweet, President Donald Trump urged China to end this nonsense once and for all. A two-day African Union summit is underway in Ethiopia. Monday, AU Chief Musa Faki Mahamat expressed frustration of the continent's inability to address famine. Djibouti, meanwhile, said it hopes the AU will deploy observers along its disputed border with Eritrea after Qatar withdrew its peacekeeping force last month. Both countries have been backing Saudi Arabia in its dispute with Doha over alleged terrorism involvement. This is VOA News.